Room 18, Quality Control and Paper Trade. This room is devoted to two different subjects. First, quality control. In modern paper factories, quality control is integrated in the manufacturing process. In electronically monitored production, numerous data is collected and compared with predetermined values. However, in paper mills, the paper was checked sheet by sheet. As with other labour-intensive tasks, women were mainly employed in the sorting rooms because women and children were paid lower wages. You can see a few quality defects behind the display panel beside the open timber frame. Pull out the vertical drawers. Systematic testing began in the 1880s. The new raw materials and production processes of the industrialisation led at first partly to a drop in quality. This led to the establishment of a special institute that quickly laid down requirements for paper for official applications, so-called normal paper. If you select number 120, you will find explanations of some of the equipment in the large showcase. Otherwise, you can now move on to the subject of trade. The three maps that you see in the second half of the room illustrate the distances over which paper has been sold in different times. Paper was often already an export product in about 1800. This applied at least to quality paper, which was made in Bergisch Gladbach, for example. Until about 1850, as far as Bergisch Gladbach was concerned, export meant that paper was sold to many German states, but also to France and the Netherlands. After 1850, the sales areas expanded. Bergisch Gladbach paper factories delivered both to many European states and also overseas. In the small wall cabinet in the corner, you can see an address book from a company that made paper bags. It shows the paper trade from another perspective, that is to say, from the perspective of a paper processing company. Although it was rather a small company, it bought paper throughout Germany and even from abroad. These days, paper is traded worldwide. The map on the floor covers 2008. It shows the per capita consumption in various countries, represented by the size of the grey circles with the numbers in the centre above the names of the countries. Moreover, it shows the total consumption in the red column, the imports in the green column, and exports in the yellow column. For a long time, the USA had the greatest consumption of paper worldwide, both per capita and in total. Today, the consumption per capita is the greatest in Belgium. In contrast, the per capita consumption in Russia and China is very low. Outside, on the meadow, you will find a globe showing consumption in other countries. The rift between rich and poor countries can be clearly seen. In third world countries, the per capita consumption is often only a few kilograms. This has important effects on educational possibilities and democracy, as school books and newspapers are printed on paper. How paper was offered, in sample books for instance, and how it was and is transported, can be seen in the showcase and on the wall panel.